and welcome to the Chris Brainerd Show, powered by 8 Performance and Fitness, where we deep dive into how you can live a more passionate, fulfilled, and loving life by focusing on your health, fitness, and personal development. Thanks so much for tuning in, and here's your host, Chris Brainerd.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Chris Brainerd here. Glad to have you guys back today. Episode number 2. I have an awesome topic for you guys. Today, we're going to be talking about why your inputs equal your outputs. And I first kind of stumbled upon this way of thinking, you know, this methodology. You know, really, I kind of go back to when I was in college. You know, I was playing football for a year and a half at the University of North Texas. My first couple of years of college, I really struggled. You know, I was not doing what I was supposed to be doing. I was struggling with staying on top of my studies, you know, staying disciplined. And when I kind of look back on that time, my way of thinking, my beliefs, my thought process, everything was kind of off, which led to me not making the best decisions for myself. And then obviously, and you know, trickling down to, you know, not representing my family in a positive manner. So inputs equal outputs. That's what I'm going to be discussing today. And, you know, how I've kind of, you know, my experience from college and how I kind of messed up on this myself. I'm going to turn this into a learning, you know, not only just, you know, learning for me, but hopefully, you know, you guys can learn from it as well. And hopefully it can make, you know, a positive impact on your life. So I want to start off with a quote that I think is pretty important. I go back to this quote a lot. You know, the quality of your inputs determines and predicts your output. Habits, character, attitudes, beliefs, and results. I'll say that one again. So the quality of your inputs determines and predicts your output. Habits, character, attitudes, beliefs, and results. So, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, what we consume, right? I mean, America, you know, we're bigger consumers now more than ever, right? Constantly consuming social media, reading articles, whether they're true or false. You know, that's a different story, but we're constantly consuming, right? And, you know, some of the stuff is going to be what I would say essential. And then some of it's not necessarily essential, like consuming social media. I mean, that is not essential to you becoming a better, stronger version of yourself. And so, you know, when you look at, you know, that quote, kind of what it means to me is, you know, what I consume, what I'm reading, what I'm putting into my mind, my thoughts, my attitudes, you know, those things are going to dictate, you know, the outputs, my output. So if I'm eating healthier, if I'm exercising, if I'm eating, you know, good, balanced, healthy meals, I'm going to have more energy. I'm going to be able to have greater outputs so that I can help more people and I can show up for others. And, you know, that's really what it's about is you can't, you know, first you can't expect a different output. You have to start by analyzing your inputs. And I know, you know, health and fitness, you know, for some people, it's tough to get going. You know, they feel that resistance, you know, the first couple of weeks are tough. But when you really break it down and you start owning 100% of your life and realizing that, you know, everything is up to you, those small changes, those small steps, that's where you're going to build the momentum. And that's where you're going to be able to overcome the things that are providing a lot more resistance to you. You know, if you're not happy with where you are with your body, with the way you feel, if you're lacking energy, you know, you get the midday, you get sluggish. Well, start looking at your inputs. You know, are you drinking enough water? What quality, you know, the quality of food that you're putting into your body, because all those things that you input are going to directly be correlated to your outputs. You can apply that to any area of your life. If you're not happy where you are professionally, well, maybe you need to take a course or develop a certain skill, you know, but look inward first rather than outward, because what you input is going to directly, you know, go into your output. So, you know, that's one thing that I want to talk to you guys today about. You know, one thing that's kind of had a profound impact on my life, and I think it'll, you know, definitely help you guys as well. But, you know, a couple of questions that I want you guys to kind of take away from or take away with is, you know, Do your input choices reflect your goals, dreams, desires, and values, right? So do your input choices reflect your goals, dreams, desires, and values? Number 2, what input do you need to decrease or omit in your life right now? What input do you need to increase or improve in your life right now, right? So what can we take away? What's not essential that we find ourselves doing that's, you know, in a sense, holding us back, right? I mean, I struggle with this too. I mean, social media is tough. Everyone's on it, but it's really not providing, you know, too much value to my life other than I'm seeing what other people are doing, You know, that's something that you could definitely cut out. But for people in health and fitness, personal development, just look at it. You know, and I kind of go back to it's called the Pareto principle. You know, basically what it is it's, you know, the 80-20 principle. And basically what it is there are certain activities that you do. So the 20% activities that are going to account for majority, 80% of your results, right? Or of your happiness and output. So, you know, there's, you know, doing less, but doing it better is going to account for more of your output. So you're going to do them better, more efficiently. And, you know, in the long term, you will be happier. You know, one thing to keep in mind, you know, it's not always easy, but what I always like to stress to people is, you know, starting slow, you know, get one or two things and master those one or two things before moving on to something else, right? I think a lot of times we try to do too much as individuals, myself included. You know, we try to change all these things at one time. And basically what that does is going to skyrocket our failure rate because we have too much on our plate. We get overwhelmed and then we end up quitting, right? But doing less, starting, you know, what's the next step, you know, to that goal? You know, you have your end goal and then we want to reverse engineer that process, right? So what's that absolute like smallest next step that's going to get you headed in the right direction? And so once we can continually do that, you know, we take one step, we take another step, right? Those steps over time are going to add up to that end goal. So yeah, setting goals are great. Highly recommend setting a goal, but it's more about the daily habits, routines, and actions that are going to set you up to achieve those goals. Right. We see a lot of time people, you know, yeah, I want to lose 40 pounds, you know, but they're not working out two or three times a week. They're still eating the same bad stuff that they were before. Right. And so, yeah, you have a goal, but your habits, your actions, what you do on a daily basis isn't aligned with those goals. So wanted to share that with you guys. I hope you guys got a lot out of it. You know, this is something just to kind of, you know, think about if you're driving in your car, whenever you have time, but ponder it, think about it. And as always, let me know what you guys think about the episode. If you want to follow me on Instagram at cbrainerd87. Facebook is Chris Brainerd. But as always, if you guys have any questions, let me know. More than happy to answer them for you. But remember, your inputs equal your outputs. And take 100% responsibility for your life. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We'll talk to you guys soon. I'm out.
And for more after the show, make sure to head over to apefitnessteam.com. That's where you can find all the show notes. You can find transcriptions and you can leave me a comment there as well. And please make sure to head over to Apple Podcasts to leave us a rating to let everybody know that the show is awesome. I appreciate that so much. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk soon.